Do the collapse of communism, the rise of the papacy, the new right of the 1990s, the conservative Supreme Court, modern spiritualism, and the political merging of Catholics and Protestants bear any resemblance to the prophetic scenarios depicted in the Book of Revelation and the Great Controversy? Is the century-old message of a deceased church leader named Ellen White still relevant in light of today's rapid restructuring of the world's political powers? Or have her writings worn out their welcome in our thinking and become obsolete, narrow, and even embarrassing? American Cassette Ministries present Clifford Goldstein's best-selling book, Day of the Dragon. How current events have set the stage for America's date with prophetic destiny. With hard-hitting language and compelling facts, Clifford Goldstein tunes our ears to the lamb-like beast's fast-changing voice. The sound may startle you. It should certainly wake us. It must, for the Day of the Dragon may be a lot closer than any of us think. And now here is Clifford Goldstein to read his best-selling book, Day of the Dragon.
Chapter 1, The Coming Great Controversy Embarrassment. Translated into dozens of languages, printed by the millions, and read everywhere from plush penthouses in Manhattan to Thatch Hutch in Africa, Ellen White's The Great Controversy has epitomized the Avenue's message, mission, and purpose unlike any work outside Scripture itself. Yet today, the book's an embarrassment. Look at this reference. God's Word has given warning of the impending danger. Let this be unheeded, and the Protestant world will learn what the purposes of Rome really are, only when it is too late to escape the snare. She is silently growing into power. Her doctrines are exerting their influence in legislative halls, in the churches, and in the hearts of men. She is piling up her lofty and massive structures in the secret recesses of which her former persecutions will be repeated. Who believes like this anymore? Her words sound like right-wing 19th-century fundamentalism. With few exceptions, the only one who holds these views are the ultra-right Protestant fringe, kooks who believe that blacks have the mark of Cain and Jews are the children of the devil. Rampant anti-Catholicism hasn't been part of Protestantism for decades. Words like Romanist, Papist, and Popery went out with the Edsel. Today, even the Ku Klux Klan, founded partially on anti-Catholicism, accepts Catholics as members, which means that Adventists print a book that sounds more bigoted than David Duke in his glory days as a grand dragon. When Roman Catholics make up the largest percentage of senators and congressmen in Washington, D.C., when Catholics are accepted into every aspect of American society, and when the Pope is an honored guest at the White House, is this the time for Adventists to distribute a book saying that, quote, every principle of the papacy that existed in past ages exists today, the doctrines devised in the darkest ages are still held, her spirit is no less cruel and despotic now than when she crushed out human liberty and slew the saints of the Most High? When the President of the United States refers to Pope John Paul II as the Holy Father, we push a book naming him as the biblical man of sin. When Catholics have been leaders in the anti-abortion movement, when Catholic hospitals have refused to perform abortions, how can Adventists, whose record in that area has been spotty, warn in the great controversy that Rome's, quote, claim to the right to pardon leads to Romanists to feel liberty to sin? And the ordinance of confession, without which her pardon is not granted, tends also to give license to evil? When great controversy is displayed before the world, especially when choice quotes are taken out of context, Adventists will look like bigots and buffoons. We've always warned about the shaking, and most think it will be over theology or persecution, but many Adventists will be embarrassed out of the message instead. What's the point? Why do these statements in the Great Controversy seem so outdated, so out of touch with reality, and so far removed from modern thought? Because they have all come true. If the majority of Protestants still looked at the Catholic Church as they did when Ellen White wrote the Great Controversy, the book would be wrong, its predictions false. But because almost nobody holds such views anymore, the book is proven right. The embarrassment, the bigotry and obsolescence of Ellen White's words, far from discrediting them, validate them instead. The trends that make the book seem so outlandish actually confirm every page. Indeed, the great controversy is more pertinent, relevant, and crucial now than when scribbled out by the wrinkled right hand of Sister Wright more than a century ago. despite attempts by some to dismiss the great controversy of nothing but Ellen White's, quote, eschatological perspective for her time, close quote. The political and religious trends of the past few years have reignited fire into its pages until they burn brighter now than any time since A.T. Jones battled Sunday law legislation in Congress. If you have been reading, studying, seeking to understand the sign of the times, you should see how the great controversy has assumed unbelievable relevance. The collapse of communism, the rise of the papacy, the new right of the 1990s, the conservative thrust of the Supreme Court, the guises of modern spiritualism, the political merging of Catholics and Protestants, these are all pieces of a prophetic puzzle reproducing the prophetic picture warned about in the great controversy. How do these trends reflect the great controversy? What do they mean? How do they fit our prophetic scenario? How do we safely interpret such current events without making the mistakes that have embarrassed Adventists in the past? And what do these events tell us about the timing of the second coming of Christ? Despite ample opportunity to prepare for the final crisis, many Adventists will be driven away by the coming great controversy and embarrassment. For others, those with a love of the truth, 2 Thessalonians 2:10, that which pushes out the unfaithful will draw the faithful closer to the one whose spirit inspired the great controversy and whose blood has sealed its every page. The great controversy will, no doubt, unleash a storm of persecution against us. Why? Because the dragon makes war against those who, among other things, have the testimony of Jesus, Revelation 12:17, and, as worldwide trends confirm more and more every day, that testimony is indeed the spirit of prophecy.